This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
For many of us, if we reflect now on a trip to the supermarket, it has become one of the most visible indicators of our country's economic health. Now, over the past few years, consumers have faced rising food prices driven by global supply chain disruptions, extreme weather events, energy costs, geopolitical tensions. If you want to add anything to that, please let us know. But there is some encouraging news. Recent data is showing that food inflation in South Africa continues to slow, offering some relief to households already grappling with high living costs. Now, what is driving this welcome trend? Is it likely to continue? Perhaps most importantly, are consumers actually feeling the benefits at the checkout counter? Well, to help us analyze these numbers closely and what they mean for South African families, we're joined by Thabile Nkunjana. Thabile is a senior agricultural economist for trade research at the National Agricultural Marketing Council. Thabile, good afternoon to you and welcome back to High FM. Great to have you on board.
Good afternoon to you, Michael. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks.
Okay, so food inflation has been making headlines for all the wrong reasons in recent years. So what is the latest data telling us? Why is the continued slowdown significant?
This is something that we anticipated, Michael, from the get-going, at least since the last season's production. You will recall that for the whole of last year, we've been talking about, you know, the good rains that South Africa has received, and of course, a number of other countries are our neighbors. But specifically for us, it has boosted the country so much that as much as you are seeing a reverse of what is happening in South Africa, because based on the data from the global, you know, space, data that is tracked by the United Nations, it is showing that food prices are going up. But in South Africa, it's an opposite. And this is mainly because we have had quite a good production season for most of our grains, maize, soya beans, and all other barleys that we produce in summer. And that, of course, it also overlaps to the fruits. We have so much fruits available, vegetables. And a little bit an issue is it remains to be there, you know, to be meat. And the meat issue, I think we have talked about it some time ago, it was because of the foot and mouth disease. So Generally, it is because of the good productions and the yields that we have received because of the favorite rains last year. But of course, for now, it remains quite a positive thing for South Africans.
Okay, so which food categories then have seen the most notable price relief in recent months, and where are prices still under pressure?
For now, the main issue, it has been on the part of, to a larger degree, on part of the meat products. But even then, we are seeing some data that is showing, especially for some beef stews, that there's a little bit of an improvement. And I think to support that, we also saw or begin to even export our meat again, you know, to other countries because of the issues that we have had with the foot and mouth disease. But generally, right, the likes of the cereals, and the whole all of other bunch of vegetables and foods across board, they're really, you know, favorable as things stand for now.
You mentioned now our agricultural sector, what it's faced, the challenges ranging from climate risk to logistics constraints. So how resilient has the sector been in helping stabilize food prices? What have you observed there?
The biggest fear, Michael, that we had, it was because of the fuel that we have, it was kind of going up a little bit, you know, because of the issues in the Middle East. But as things now, it looks like those effects, they have not really begun to trickle into our food inflation. And that's something that, I mean, we've been always been saying, that sometimes for South Africa, it takes a couple of months, you know, to begin to see these shocks, especially when we had quite a good season, like the one that we are having as of because of the previous production season, as I was saying earlier on. So it's very likely that we're going to see, you know, the trends that are being observed across the world because of the situation is happening. Because, I mean, I was also looking into other Asian countries, some, you know, even the rice, the very basic, that is the most important food in South Africa, is also going up. And then, of course, the maize, because of the issues in the North American countries and a little bit in Brazil. So all those for now, they are still, you know, pushing up the global prices. But in South Africa, eventually, that is going to come in. So, but it's not going to be now. I want to mention that the wars don't want to sound alarmistic, but
no, sure.
Eventually it does come to, you know, it does come to our shore. And it has always been the case in the previous years, like the Ukraine, you know, conflicts, some, you know, drought and some other, you know, shocks that, you know, as you've mentioned yourself, beginning of the show.
Let's look at the farming community. Would you say they could be benefiting from lower food inflation, or are higher input costs squeezing their margins?
Normally, you know, there's what we call a producer price. That is the price that farmers were going to get, Michael, in these things. And then you're going to have the retail price. So the retail price that is normally higher than the producer price, it tends to be because of the additional, you know, logistical cost and everything else that is done in terms of processing the food and whatnot. But for the farmers, you know, at beginning of this year, we had had quite a very lower prices for our commodities, you know, with the tons of maize averaging quite lower, you know, compared to the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been mainly because of what I was saying, that we have quite a larger crop this year. We are actually going to have a record history in terms of our maize in recent times, which is projected a little bit up by 2-3%. So that, again, it has put pressure to the prices. And then for farmers now, that is an issue. But, of course, it's still positive, at least for the consumers, because then lower prices or commodity prices means normally that even the consumers at the retail are going to be paying a little bit lesser, which is something that for farmers is not really good. But unfortunately, this is how these things work. You know, when the commodity prices are higher, farmers are making money, but consumers are going to be suffering. But at this stage, it remains a vice versa. But we are seeing a demand that is increasing, which is going to be eventually, you know, pushing up prices in the later stages for the farmers, that is now.
You know, as a matter of interest, rather, what would you say are the biggest risks that policymakers and farmers and consumers should be keeping an eye on as from now?
Our biggest fear, it has been one dealing with the foot and mouth disease, which of which we are seeing some improvements, at least at that around space. As much as we have seen a decline in our slaughter, that is the supply of the meat, but things are getting to a little bit, you know, to be stable, but it's going to take time, Michael. I want to be, you know, be very clear about that. I don't want to, you know, to project a message that is incorrect. We're still going to be facing some challenges related to the foot and mouth disease, but there's so much that is being done. You know, we are seeing some improvements, as I was telling you, that even some few markets now are beginning to open up for South Africa. We're open, you know, we are beginning to export, which is good. And then coming to related to the grain issues there. So I think what is important now, it is to really monitor what is happening across the world, because what we're seeing is that, as I was telling you, that we had prices that have been a bit lower.
Sure.
But there's we are seeing an uptick in prices because also our traditional markets in Asia are beginning to come back and buying maize in South Africa. And that's something that last year didn't happen to a larger degree. So meaning then, we're going to have to see, you know, those prices going up. But then now in the policy space, what we want to see is the fact that we want to maintain an open market, because an open market, of course, it does help in stabilizing our agricultural sector, because then our farmers are going to be able to make some profits, because remember, we are seeing interest rates that are going up and down. They have to balance their checks in terms of, you know, repaying their finances, their loans and all of those kind of things. So then there's that kind of policy space that need to be maintained. But of course, we need to really be aware of the fact that there are other things that get to be influencing our sector, particularly the global space, because South Africa, it is not a big player. It is influential in a smaller margin, but it doesn't have as much influence as the likes of Brazil, the US, and the likes of Russia, because of the volumes that these countries produce and sell to the world.
You know, while food prices remain a major concern for many households, the continued easing of food inflation, well, it suggests that some of the pressures that have weighed heavily on family budgets over the past few years may finally be starting to ease. Of course, the challenge now is ensuring that these gains are sustained and that consumers continue to benefit from a stable and resilient food system. We certainly gathered that much from our guest today, Thabile Nkunjana. Thabile, once again, thanks so much for joining us on today's show. Thabile is a senior agricultural economist for trade research at the National Agricultural Marketing Council.